The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, with a word of wisdom from our Father in Jesus' name, verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death, consenting unto the death of Stephen. But a big difference between approving of the death of someone and causing the death of someone, he didn't throw the stones, he simply held the coats of those who stoned Stephen to death. And as we covered in chapter 6, Stephen, along with the others that made up the seven deacons, as they're known, including Philip, who we'll go into momentarily, represent the seven angels of the seven churches. They're types of that, seven being spiritual completeness, and those seven churches written of in the book of Revelation being types of the churches during the end of this flesh age. Seven types of churches, not particular churches or anything, but the seven types of churches which are in Asia, and really Asia means the land of the sunrise. And where does the sun rise? No matter where you are on earth, the sun rises. And those churches historically formed a circle, and the earth is a globe. So there you have what it means in the ultimate futurist sense. Those seven churches, which have seven angels, and the seven deacons, I believe, are types of those seven angels of the seven churches. So Saul was consenting unto the death of Stephen, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And as you probably already know, Paul will set up many of the original Christian churches whenever he's converted and changes from Saul into Paul upon his conversion that we'll cover in the next chapter. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison, dragging Christian men and women out of their houses and committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. So perhaps you can see our Father's hand in even this, because this scattered them abroad. And what happened then? The word was spread, okay? Then Philip, one of the seven deacons, as they're known, types of the seven angels of the seven churches. And why do I keep saying that? Because you'll notice the focus is only on two of the seven, and there were only two churches that Christ found no fault in. There were elect in all seven of them, as is obvious if you read through the letters, but there were two churches that Christ found no fault in, the church of Smyrna and the church of Philadelphia. And here you see Stephen and then Philip focused on only two of the seven. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, which the Holy Spirit did through him, that is to say. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, or the great one is what it should really say. He was trying to pass himself off as the Messiah. So we have here a type of Antichrist here with Simon, and he convinced people of this by his magical arts, which mainly consists of misdirection. So within that, you can see the type of Satan as Antichrist, performing great signs and wonders, so that he even maketh fire come down from heaven, and they'll think only God can do that, and people will believe that he's Christ returned, because they didn't read the Bible, obviously. They didn't read it with understanding, or they would have known that the false Christ is Satan himself, a supernatural entity performing signs and lying wonders, as it is written in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, as well as Revelation 13. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. He thus assumed to be the divine Logos. He assumed to be the Messiah. He thought he was Christ. And here we have a false Christ, a type of the false Christ. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, They were baptized, both men and women. Notice it keeps saying men and women. God is not a respecter of persons. Both sons and daughters shall prophesy during that hour of temptation after Satan appears as the false Christ. They'll refuse to worship him and will be delivered up, at which time the Holy Spirit will speak through them. Then Simon himself believed also. Believed in what, you might ask yourself? And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. How can I make money off of this? He was most likely thinking, and that'll bear out as we continue. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. So, type of the two witnesses, perhaps. Remember that Samaria, which means Watch Mountain, was the capital of the northern kingdom, where the 10 tribes were before they went into captivity by the hand of the Assyrian, who was also a type of Antichrist, and they worshiped the two golden cows there, rather than going down into Jerusalem. Those two golden cows also being a type of Satan, with his two horns like a lamb, the theocracy, the governmental and the ecclesiastical. That is to say, his role of Antichrist, as well as his one world system, which will be destroyed upon the return of the true Christ, as you can read of in 19:20 of the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 20. So they sent Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." The Holy Spirit speaking through Peter here. God knows your thoughts. He knew what Simon was thinking here. "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And if you remember in Revelation chapter 8, that star that makes the waters bitter, and many men died spiritually of the waters because they were made bitter, that bitter water of Satan's deception, as opposed to the living water of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings about eternal life. The bitter water, the water of death, brings about eternal death in the lake of fire if you're not too careful. "Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." Why didn't he just pray to God himself if he was a Christian? So was he faking it? I think that's obvious. And if you look into what happened to him after that, the historical records show, according to the Smith's Bible Dictionary, that at the end of it, he thought himself to be the Messiah even after that, and asked that he be buried, saying that he would resurrect in 3 days. And guess what happened? He was buried alive and he didn't resurrect. So within that, you see how the type plays out, because in the middle of Daniel's 70th week, in an imitation of the pattern of the week in which Christ was crucified, Satan shall appear as the false Christ. And then at the end of the week, the true Christ returns, destroying his role of Antichrist and his one world system, and Satan himself is locked up in the bottomless pit at that time. So that week is split into two 3.5-year periods originally, because it was 7 years, but now being shortened to 5 months, as we know from Revelation chapter 9, it's now 2 2.5-month periods. "And they," Peter and John, "when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." And what's going on in Gaza nowadays? It's not good at all, is it? "And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, he opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. So you see here not only the exact opposite of Simon, who was doing it for totally the wrong reason, this eunuch believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and was baptized for that reason, not for monetary gain or anything like that. Simon thought he was the Messiah, whereas this eunuch believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that is to say the Messiah, and was baptized with a right heart, as opposed to Simon, whose heart was not right in the sight of God, but this eunuch's was. And what is the deeper spiritual meaning of a eunuch? You find that in Matthew chapter 19, when Christ said in verse 11, All men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. And what is this speaking of? A eunuch protects the king's bride-to-be or a wife. And they are trusted to because they're eunuchs. They're not a threat as far as what they're protecting them from. Protecting the virgin bride from being seduced by the Antichrist whenever he appears at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. So within this eunuch analogy, you have God's election, the very elect that protect the virgin bride from becoming the whore as best as they can by planting seeds of truth, and after having done all to stand, allowing themselves to be delivered up, at which time the Holy Spirit speaks through them. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, being completely submerged here, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, which is Ashdod, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. And so there you have it, Philip and Stephen being singled out of the seven, and just as it is in Revelation, two of the churches Christ found no fault in. So see how it fits the mold as a type looking forward to the end, the five-month-long hour of temptation, with Simon as a type of Antichrist and the eunuch as a type of God's election that are delivered up to death, that is to say Satan, when he appears as the Antichrist, at which time the Holy Spirit speaks through them, and we had a perfect example of that in Acts chapter 2. No interpreter was necessary. They understood what was said in their own language, in their own dialect, which is the evidence of the true Pentecostal tongue, which will transpire in the last half hour of that five-month-long hour of temptation, in that last 2.5 months by my calculations, but don't take my word for it. Do your own math and study the Word of God yourself to show yourself approved. And there you have it, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8.